There are so many ideas and so many messages that we receive today from this sacred liturgy. One of the things that is very telling of the reality, which is also ours, even here on this earth, in this world, is that of the beginning of the reading of today from St. Paul's epistle to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, brethren, he would have said, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. And of course, what is this cloud of witnesses? It is the communion of saints. All those saints that have passed before us, and some of them are still around us. There is a great cloud of witnesses. Just the martyrs alone, beginning with our patron saint, St. Stephen, the proto-martyr, and so many others. And last Sunday we had St. Lawrence and his cousin, St. Vincent of Zaragoza, and all these different saints, these martyrs, just alone the martyrs. But then in addition to the martyrs, there are the fathers, the doctors, the confessors, the virgins, so many, many saints that are in heaven, but that at the same time they're still with us, and we are with them. They're drawing us to themselves so that we may receive the fullness of perfection and of salvation. And then in the meantime, we have the beautiful reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah, St. Jeremiah. St. Jeremiah was martyred. Now, in this reading, we see that he was spared, but just by the hair of his teeth. Not long after that, he was going to be put to death altogether. He would be a martyr of the Old Testament. And everyone was plotting against him because he stood for the truth. If one stands for the truth, and in particular, for the truth of the one Holy Catholic and Apostolic faith of which he was a predecessor, a prophet of which, then we are going to be hated and we are going to be put to death. And of course, this is what our Lord speaks of when he says, I have come to set the world on fire. He's not talking about some symbolic fire, though it has its part that is symbolic. But the fact is that he has come to bring it to completion, to bring it to perfection, which will happen only at the end of time. How I wish it were already blazing at the end of time, when he comes back with the trumpets blaring, and the angels ahead of him announcing him, the King of the universe, the Savior of all mankind, coming to judge the living and the dead, then the existing physical universe will burn like charcoal in the fireplace, and there will be nothing left. In prophecy of this, he also shows us again our present situation. And this is very, very common today. From now on, the household will be divided. He uses five, but there are other households. The household of the church, of the faith, of nations, all these wars and so forth. Two against one. Three against two, father against son, mother against daughter, daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. This is exactly what is the reality of our day and age. We see so much division, so much strife, so much war amongst us, even in the church. But this will come to an end when he sets the world on fire. And then those who are ready to enter the kingdom of heaven will come before him, the judge of all the universe, and they will be judged worthy to enter into the kingdom of heaven. The others will be cast out into the darkness and into the fire. Our Lord warns us continuously to be ready, to be prepared, to receive his judgment, his peace, and the condemnation for those who are not ready, who refuse him, who reject him, as many rejected St. Jeremiah, and St. Paul, and St. Peter, and St. Stephen, and so many other saints. So as we celebrate this holy day of obligation, this Sunday, the 20th Sunday in ordinary time after Pentecost, we rejoice in that which the Lord promises us. If we are with him, we shall be with him in eternity. If we are not with him, we shall have eternal damnation to look forward to. As we celebrate this feast on this day, we also recall that today is the feast of the father of the Blessed Mother, Saint Joachim, and the only grandfather of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Saint Joachim. And so we give honor and praise to him, who is so blessed that his daughter, that he had not yet born, because they were old, they were in their 70s, and the angel, the archangel St. Gabriel, came and told them, "You will have a child, and she will be the mother of the Messiah." That this great wondrous deed would take place, and that he would be the grandfather, the only grandfather of the Messiah, of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so today we pray in a very special way to St. Joachim for all families, and we wish all blessings to all grandfathers on this day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.